This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Hey, good morning to you. Glad you're with us on this Wednesday. It's a few minutes after 8 here on the 21st day of May. The month is zipping past here, isn't it? I can't believe it's going to be June before we know it. How did that happen?
It does go. Why did the good months go by fast and the ones that we want to go by really fast, like January and February, those just drag on forever?
I know.
What's up with that?
It sure seems like that, doesn't it? Should be a nice day today. A little bit of rain heading into the weekend if you're heading out. I mentioned this earlier. If you're going to the lake this weekend, just understand there are traffic issues on 54. There's some blockages on the bridge down there heading across the river there, Jeff City. Going to cause you some problems. Just throwing that out there. I know a lot of people, this weekend is the first big blowout at the Lake of the Ozarks. And if you take 70 to 54 and go south, you're probably going to be sitting in traffic. So expect that or find an alternative route. They've got some advice on the MoDOT website, I know, on ways you can get around all that. Listen, if you missed our interview last hour with this pastor from North Carolina who spoke at the Francis Howe District, go back and hit the rewind button or pick it up on the podcast. He was pretty amazing talking about the risk we're putting our children at in some of these schools. And he was not allowed to speak at the Francis Howe District and maybe filing suit against them as a result of that. So we'll keep an eye on that story for you moving forward. We're hoping to get a report from Chad Pergram on the big, beautiful bill. There's a lot of controversy still surrounding this. There are a lot of conservatives that still don't like a lot of what's in it. And I don't know what's going to stay in, what's not. There's more negotiating. They started at like 1 o'clock this morning and went all through the night trying to iron out these differences. We'll find out if they've made any progress here, and hopefully we can get to Chad before the bottom of this hour. We're also going to talk to Charles Payne, host of Making Money on the Fox Business Network, and I'm sure he might have some thoughts as well on some of these cuts that they're looking at. So we'll get to that for you coming up. Right now, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We look back at your coverage and found that you ignored it. Not only did you ignore the Jackie Walorski moment when you had him 13 days later, but you ignored the freeze-up that he had at the Juneteenth celebration. You ignored what happened at the G7 when he wandered off and Giorgia Meloni, Prime Minister of Italy, had to go find him.
Yeah, Megyn Kelly just absolutely blasting Jake Tapper last night live on the air. It was like a public execution, and Tapper didn't deny it. He was basically speechless.
The Democrats will let illegals be on. They'll destroy it. It will be destroyed. They want to have illegal immigrants be on. And if you do that, because it wasn't designed for that. Waste, fraud, and abuse.
Can you guarantee?
Yep, the president's talking about the kind of Medicaid cuts that are necessary to keep, let's say, I don't know, illegal aliens from getting Medicaid coverage. That's not hurting Americans. It's a waste of your taxpayer dollars.
Even based on the color of somebody's skin.
No one's, you're the one that's talking about the color of their skin, not me.
Yeah, Marco Rubio having it out with Tim Kaine, the wannabe vice president on the Hillary Clinton ticket. The Democrats are mad because the Trump administration allowed some white refugees to come to the U.S., and they claim somehow that was racist.
I issued an executive order this morning that very clearly defines that process, and I have full confidence moving forward that the fire department will be deploying the tornado sirens reliably effective to protect the community.
All right. Late last night, they announced they were suspending the city's emergency management director. And that's kind of been the headline this morning, the big news out of the city after these, of course, all the damage we had on Friday and the recovery. So they're trying to cover for this, I guess, so to speak, or explain more of what happened. I mean, I don't clearly the blame here is not on Kara Spencer. She's 30 days into her mayorship and having to deal with a major disaster. But I thought they mishandled it on day one. They did recover yesterday from the standpoint that they finally identified who's going to be held accountable for this. And they've fixed the problem moving forward. And they'll do more as they do with the emergency management center for the county handles this for the county. And they always have, because it's always staffed. There's always somebody down there. And that way, you know, there's never going to be, well, hey, I'm not in the office, and you place a phone call and say, can you handle this for me? And it didn't get handled. So that's a bad plan.
What's so crazy to me is you played the audio earlier in the show from, well, I believe it to be Sarah Russell, I guess she's not former yet, the head of this agency, but is going to be because Kara Spencer is replacing her, she says. But she had reached out to the fire department and said, hey, can you handle this, you know, tornado siren? Can you activate it? Because they were all at this workshop. They weren't even in the building.
Right.
And we now know that the button, as they tried to test yesterday at the fire department, didn't work. So even with that, the whole plan that they had tried to set in motion would have been a flop, even if they actually tried to push it.
Yeah, I don't even, it's not even clear how that happened, right? I mean, how you could think you had the system set up since 2021. It's going to happen at any time in the past 4 years during bad weather. Heaven forbid we'd had another tornado where this system fell apart because one of the two buttons didn't work. Mm-hmm. And nobody had checked it. So, it's tragic what happened. There's no way to directly say any of the people who died because they didn't hear a tornado siren, because there were plenty of people on the street. I've seen a lot of video of people trapped in their cars when this was going on. And unless a tree fell on them or something, most all of them survived. They were outside. Had they heard the siren, there still wouldn't have been much they could do about it. But it is a definite hole in the system, and apparently they're addressing it now. This is the tail end of that audio Kim was talking about, and it's kind of hard to make out, but you do hear the person on the phone with the 911 dispatcher for the fire department saying, can you handle that for me?
Maybe I got the numbers backwards.
Okay,
215. Okay, 215, got it.
Okay,
you got the siren.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
You got the alarm? Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. The alarm for what? There can be a lot of alarms. I think it was it just wasn't clear communication, number one. And then, as you mentioned, the button over there didn't work anyway.
Let's just play out this scenario. Even if the siren did work, but it was the fire department who had to activate it, I still think it's appropriate for Sarah Russell to be let go. And here's my reasoning for that would be, they were at some workshop. Now, I don't know specifically what they were learning at this workshop, but it required them to be out of the building where this button exists for them to activate the siren. Why would you allow your crews, their entire staff, to be out of the building when we knew for days that we had severe weather coming?
That's a good point.
The meteorologists, including Dave Murray, had been saying for days tornadoes were very possible.
Yes. It's a great point. Somebody is being held accountable. I don't know if she is the one that made that call or not, but they've already replaced basically Sarah Russell in that position, and we'll see what the fallout is next. There's an investigation underway. All right, coming up, hoping to get you an update on this negotiation going on in D.C. all morning during our show on what's in, what's out, if they're going to have the votes to get President Trump's major priority, his big, beautiful bill, passed. We're hoping to check in with Chad Pergram from Capitol Hill after the break. Stay tuned.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Face is pointing to fraud and abuse for Medicaid. If you find waste or fraud or abuse, we want to strengthen Medicaid. We want to strengthen Medicare. Waste, fraud, and abuse. The Democrats will let illegals be on. They'll destroy it. It will be destroyed. They want to have illegal immigrants be on. And if you do that, because that's not, it wasn't designed for that. Waste, fraud, and abuse.
Can you guarantee?
Yeah, that's the president yesterday after meeting with Republicans talking about the big, beautiful bill. We know it would include some waste savings in Medicaid, but if you listen to any Democrat in the world today that can get in front of a camera, they'll look into the camera and say, Republicans want to take health care from poor people. That's my worst Chuck Schumer imitation. So that's kind of what you're getting from them. And the Republicans are still meeting. They're in hearings. They've been in hearings all night long trying to get something hammered out here. You got to give them credit for hanging in there overnight. And I want to get to our friend Chad Pergram, nice enough to give us a few minutes this morning. Chad, how are you? You tired or what?
Good morning. Well, we're just kind of keeping an eye on what they're doing in the Rules Committee here. You know, this is the gateway to the House floor, that particular committee. And that committee, you know, you have to get it out of that committee and then put it on the floor. What we're really waiting for here is what we call a manager's amendment from House Speaker Mike Johnson. Now, supposedly what that would do is go through and fix all the problems. You have problems from members wanting this deduction for SALT, state and local taxes, New York members, New Jersey members, Pennsylvania members, California members. Maybe there's something that can be done on deficit reduction. Maybe there's something else to be done on Medicaid, maybe some other promises. I always look at a manager's amendment as like the fix-all. But what you want to do with that manager's amendment is fix things and not break something else.
Yeah.
And Mark, I know this. Growing up, when I was a little kid, I would come downstairs on Christmas morning, and I'd get most of the gifts that I wanted, not everything. I determined I needed a manager's amendment, and that would fix it all. You know, whatever that toy was. So think of it in that context. So House Speaker Mike Johnson said yesterday that he knows where these loose ends are, and that's what he's trying to tie up in that manager's amendment. And so what I would expect to happen at some point here is the Rules Committee would maybe go out into a recess and wait for Johnson, be that today, be that tomorrow, and introduce that and then socialize that with their members and then say, okay, we think we got it, and go to the floor and vote.
Did the president move the needle yesterday with people like, I don't know, Chip Roy? And I know he certainly probably didn't with Thomas Massie because he called him out, didn't he?
Well, I talked to Thomas Massie, and, you know, he's just not going to vote for this no matter what. Chip Roy at one point last night signaled that things were coming along, that things were getting ironed out. And then we got a bit of a hand signal that maybe from him and some other members of the Freedom Caucus that maybe the bill was not quite as good. I mean, Steve Scalise, the majority leader, described the president as the closer. And so if he's unable to, you know, close the deal, then they have a problem.
Right.
But, you know, I think that that pressure campaign will go to some of these folks. And you know, if they did have a hiccup overnight, I just said this on our air a couple of minutes ago, you always have some stumbling block that arises at the last minute when you're trying to do a bill of this magnitude. It always happens. And then that member or that issue or whatever becomes central. Now, again, they can only lose three votes. Massey's one. Who are the other two? Just this morning, within the past hour, we have gotten word that Jerry Connolly, the Democratic representative from Virginia, has died. He is the third House Democrat, get this, to die since March. He is the fifth to die within a year. So I always say it's about the math. This actually, in a macabre way, does not actually help the Republicans, because we have 432 members in the House now with Connolly's death. And so there are 220 Republicans and now 212 Democrats. So that's a margin of eight. So if you were to lose four, that's a tie vote, 216-216. By rule, a tie vote loses. So three is still the magic number in the House mm-hmm. for the Republicans, even though Jerry Connolly passed away this morning.
If they can't get this passed, where do we go from here? What does that timeline look like to get something in place?
Well, the timeline is they have to get it done at some point. Maybe they break something off on doing an individual debt ceiling bill. Maybe the Senate goes first. You know, the John Thune, the majority leader, has said we lose this by July 4th. And so maybe the Senate would pass something and then say, here, House, we passed something you didn't. I think things are a little bit different now because, you know, when we had the two frameworks that the House dealt with in April and then in February, they came right up to the post and stumbled and then got it done. This is different than the congressional experience with President Trump in 2017 and the initial failed effort in the House to repeal and replace Obamacare. They had a bigger majority, but you had Republicans who were not aligned with President Trump. They all wanted to repeal and replace Obamacare, but they were not on Trump's team.
Right.
Most of them. Different group now, for the most part.
Okay.
And so they are willing to, you know, go to the mat for him and get this done. So, you know, the debt ceiling is August. That would be the other date they have to get this done. And these tax cuts expire at the end of the year. That would be the other deadline.
So the getting it done by Memorial Day weekend was their own self-imposed goal, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's right.
All right. So if
nothing gets done around here without a deadline.
That's true.
And even then, it doesn't really get done.
I know. Then sometimes it doesn't get done. Yeah. Chad Perger, thank you, my friend. I appreciate the real-time update there.
My pleasure. Thank you.
You have a great week. Thank you. Chad Pergram live there on Capitol Hill for Fox. Yeah, watching them fight over this. I don't know. I don't know what's wrong with Thomas Massie. I admire the fact that he is a deficit hawk. He doesn't want to do anything that's going to increase that deficit. At some point, you have to look at the historic nature of what's about to happen here. And so much of it would be historic in that this may be the last and only opportunity to do some of these things, which do move the the ball closer to the goal for Republicans, which is shrinking government a little bit and funding more of the programs that they support. It just probably doesn't cut enough. But to do it in a reconciliation bill where you don't need a single Democrat vote, that's what you have to do sometimes. So I really hope they get it done, and I hope most of it's palatable to most of us. So we're going to be back with Charles Payne, I should say, after this.
Something that's been done, right? I mean, I live in New Jersey. My property tax, I'm just going to throw it out there, is $44,000. It would be very selfish for me to say, hey, I'd love to be able to write that off, because I would.
What kind of a country do we want to be going forward?
Charles Payne, host of Making Money.
I want to be that country that was number one, really enjoyed being number one, and did everything it could to stay number one.
Man, I'll bet you do want that deductible, don't you?
It's juicy, my man. It's juicy.
What do you think that's what's holding this bill up, the state and local tax issue?
You know, they have such a – well, Mike Lawler is really digging in his heels, and I'm not sure about some of these other – you know, the other ones haven't been as vocal, you know, some of these blue state Republicans, but that's one of the things holding it up. It's – It's really tough. I got to tell you something. I mean, obviously, the sausage making, we all know, it's harder than the actual, you know, it's easier to campaign on this stuff, right? Even this no tax on tip thing that was passed 100 to zip, which how often do we see something like that in the Senate? You know, it's got some issues. I've got some issues with that. So, you know, we want to get it done. We want these lower taxes. The market has already said it anticipates getting these lower taxes, so it better get done. But it's a nail biter.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I bet we just had Chad Pergam on a minute ago talking about some of the latest negotiations they've been going through. And you got people like Thomas Massie, God bless him, who's decided he's voting no matter what. There's no way he's supporting this thing, which gets the margin down to like 2, right?
Yeah. So then you throw Lawler, you know, I mean, you know, it's just, I guess it's, I don't know what to say, because it's, you know, there's a saying about the don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good, something like that, you know. But some of these guys are like, no, they're sticking to their guns.
So Trump was out there talking about this Golden Dome idea that he has, that he's hoping to get built, well, I guess configured, I should say, not built, by the end of his term. I mean, this has to have a huge impact on a lot of these companies, these tech companies, right, that would be working to try to set this whole thing up, assuming we can actually get funding for it, because it sounds like that has not been established where this money would come from to pay for it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Yeah, no, I mean, you have defense contractors. The one that's winning the most right now, doing the best, is Lockheed Harris. Used to be Lockheed Martin. They made an acquisition of a company called Harris a couple of years ago. So Lockheed Harris is up like 4% on that development. So the street sort of really excited about maybe this happening. And it's interesting, though, about the funding. I think ultimately it comes. I saw a video 2 days ago of this giant mothership airplane, like from China, and all of these drones that were coming out of it. It's scary stuff. I mean, it's
wow.
They just released it a couple of days ago in China. It's anyone who doesn't see what's happening and doesn't think we better be positioned. Now, remember, they laughed at Trump when he talked about Space Force. He was the butt of a lot of jokes, and now everyone's on board. You know, it's all our information is, we say, you know, it's in outer space, right? And these satellites, and we've got to protect them. So it's a scary time for sure.
Well, I mean, Ronald Reagan, remember the Strategic Defense Initiative? The Democrats at the time lambasted him, called it its Star Wars, and he didn't have the technology then, but he had the right idea, right?
Well, look at Israel.
Yeah.
I mean, all these bones, but these rockets that ran in on them, and these, you know, these rockets are just going to get smarter and smarter and smarter, and they're going to get cheaper. You know, right now, these Houthis give us hell with, $25,000 drones, and we got to shoot down with $5 million missiles. So this is the other side of technology that's really problematic.
So are you talking about the impact this could have if the Republicans fail to come to an agreement on this? I mean, it's kind of baked in, right?
This budget today. I think the market, part of this amazing market rally, which could go down as one of the best in the record books in terms of a bear market rally, the how quick and how strong it's been against all opposition. The hedge funds increased their short position. Wall Street major money managers around the world sold their U.S. stocks. I've never seen a market where Wall Street has bet so decisively against it and it's roared back in their face. But the thing is, they've doubled down. Hedge funds have added another $25 billion in shorts. And so, you know, and it's like one of these things. The pendulum swings back and forth. Now, we had 6 days in a row. The market rallied. Then, of course, we've rallied hard off that low. And right now we've stalled. And guess what? Here comes the bears again. So this is this could be a key deciding factor in where this market goes for the rest of the year.
Man, I hope somebody's paying attention up there. Charles, I was taking a look at the story Fox Business had on Target and how they've had a tough go because they've kind of been hit with, you know, a little bit of a walkout of customers on both sides of the political spectrum and then the tariffs on top of that, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you mentioned Target because this is going to be a stock everyone talks about today who are in a bear camp.
Okay.
But this is not about tariffs. This is not about DEI. This is about a poorly run company. Coming into today's session, the stock is down 58%. The market cap went from $130 billion to $40 billion. I mean, this is a company that's just an awful company. It's poorly run. And that's what's happened here. A lot of times these poorly run companies in the midst of a political tug of war get to be the poster child. See what happens with tariffs? This is not a terror story. This is a story about a company that just lost its way. You know, I interviewed the CEO like 6 or 7 years ago. I said, the first thing you got to do is that every time I go in Target, or at least I used to go, that on the buggy, the shopping cart, that rear right tire never worked. Right?
It's so true.
That's the first thing. It drives me crazy. I'm driving down the aisle and that thing is making all this. I'm going crazy. by the time I check out, I lost my mind.
Well, I'd say you could go to Walmart, but now they're saying they're going to raise prices because of the tariffs. And then Trump kind of responded to that saying, whoa, 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 you should just eat the cost. What do you make of that whole situation? Because I don't know if Target's a direct competitor with Walmart, but I mean, close enough. I think people started going to Walmart when they were mad at Target, myself included.
Yeah, yeah, no, Walmart's a competitor. So, you know, listen, it's they're trying to sort of have their cake and eat it too. So the CEO was on CNBC yesterday, and he said a couple things I thought were very compelling. First of all, they're not going to raise all their prices. There's just no way. First of all, they can't. People are going to buy a lot of that stuff, right? A lot of that is what we call discretionary junk that will end up in a landfill in 6 months to a year. It really is. It's just like a cheap beach ball that's going to end up, it won't be in your house by the time the kids graduate from high school. It'll be gone, right? And so people aren't going to necessarily buy all of that stuff. And that's number one. Number two, they're not going to be able to raise prices. They're going to have to try to be strategic wherever they can. But one line he said to them that did bother me is that, so he says somehow that this could lead to price hikes even for items that are not themselves subject to tariffs. Like, okay, I'm not an expert in retail, but what are you saying? You know, one of the things the Fed talks about a lot is when people anticipate higher prices. Why? When you anticipate them, you're more likely to accept it. You know, in other words, okay, prices are going up. And when you're more likely to accept it, businesses are more likely to foist it on you. So it could be sort of a death spiral when it comes to prices. So that caught my eye. But they're not going to raise prices on everything. By the way, Home Depot said they're not raising prices at all. So we'll see where this goes.
Well, we'll be watching today to see if they've made any progress up there, Charles. Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. Check me out. Thanks a lot.
All right. Take care. Charles Payne making money there on the Fox Business Network, 1 to 2 o'clock Central. All right. Coming up, one thing that has come to our attention is an organization that is out there helping the first responders who are out there helping you if you were a victim of this storm. And we're going to talk a little more about the St. Louis First Responder Canteen when we come back here in just a minute. Hey, welcome back. You know what? I've been watching, talk to my friend Chad Hansen and watching some of the other first responder reactions to the storm. And it's been pretty amazing how quickly they've gotten these trees cleared and people, you know, saved out of buildings and securing some of these structures. And then you think to yourself, they're there taking care of the victims. Who's taking care of the first responders? Which is when we found out a little bit more about the St. Louis First Responder Canteen. We've got Danny Cunningham, and he's the president of that. And Todd Godfroy is the communications manager for him in studio right now. Gentlemen, welcome in.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you in here. So, Danny, I'll start with you. I was unaware of what you guys did here. You told me you got started, what, back in 2018?
2018 is correct.
So what was the impetus for this?
So just learning about a program similar to this. Red Cross does something similar, but they had slowly kind of not been responding to some areas and stuff like that just because of their volunteer base and stuff like that.
Okay.
So we approached the Florissant Fire Department at that time and said, hey, we'd like to do something like this and kind of start a program. And so we kind of started out, it was just myself, and then we kind of added volunteers slowly. And then that first year, it was about 20 responses to kind of help out in that area. Last year, we were up to 189 responses throughout the St. Louis area. So that averages out to about a call every other day that our team is out supporting the first responders.
Yeah, it's good. So Todd, obviously you can't respond to everything. How do you decide where you're going to go and what you're going to help with?
We try to respond to all working fires.
Okay.
As long as the call goes over maybe about an hour, you know, if it's just a quick knockdown and they put the fire out pretty quick, we monitor scanners. We're dispatched by Central County Fire Alarm. We'll kind of keep updated on what's going on. But if it's any type of involved incident, that's the ones we try to get to. We try to do pretty good at getting to all of them.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about that coverage area then. I mean, you started in North County. You have then volunteers placed in other places throughout the county?
We do. So we're started in North County, started in Florissant. As I said, that's still our base. That's still where we call our headquarters. And then we have response vehicles in Fenton and in Melville as well. So our volunteers are all over the county. So depending on where the situation's at, it depends which truck responds and which group of volunteers go to support that.
Are you looking to expand even beyond that?
So we
or what are the plans for the future?
Yeah, so definitely into St. Louis City. And I'll be so honest, in the past, we haven't been big into the St. Louis City area just because of the number of fires that they do and stuff like that. But we actually have been slowly working on a program to be able to expand into the city. But our name is St. Louis First Responder Canteen. St. Louis was the key thing there. So it'll be that's kind of our core. We've gone into some fires. There was a big fire in East St. Louis about a month and a half or so ago, big pallet fire. We got called over there to help with that. So we definitely would go out of the area, but we just call St. Louis our region.
Yeah. So what kind of things are you providing? I mean, I know just based on my past experience reporting on these things, I remember the Red Cross bringing a van out there with hot coffee in the winter mm-hmm. and obviously water in the summer. I mean, I'm sure that's the kind of goal. That's the goal, right?
That is the goal. It's water. Like you said, wintertime, we do coffee, hot chocolate, that kind of thing, Gatorade, and then just basic snacks. It's, you know, most incidents that we do, it's an hour to 2 hours. So it's just a matter of getting that, keeping them rehydrated because they're coming out sweating and stuff like that out of that burning building or whatever, getting that hydration picked up, and then also giving them a little bit of snack to kind of give a pick me up and kind of go from there. And that keeping that going keeps them healthy and keeps them from, you know, on their game basically.
Sure. I know, Todd, you said you were retired as a firefighter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So is that what got you involved? I mean, is that what drew your attention to it? And are a lot of your volunteers retired first responders?
We have a few.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get the word out to have more retired guys to join us. It's really kind of fun because I still get to see the guys that I used to work with and get to take care of people, which are really two of the best parts of the job.
Yeah. How can people get involved if they want to? Like if they're listening and they don't have to, is there a requirement that they've been a first responder at some point? I guess not.
Not a requirement to have been a first responder. We have, I would say 75% of our group is just community members that just love giving back and being a part of that kind of, you know, helping give to the first responders. So best way to do it, our website, like I said, it's our initials, stlfrc.com. There's a tab at the top that says volunteer, fill that out and kind of, you know, gives an opportunity to give some basic information. And then we capture that to be able to train them and get them onto our team.
If they can't actually go out there and volunteer, are they able to just donate financially?
Absolutely.
Or any other supplies you guys might need? Do you have a list of those supplies they can see?
Water is always key. Small bottles of Gatorade is the other thing that's kind of our two things that last a while and kind of go from that. But financially, you know, we're a nonprofit organization, so financially is the best because we can get the stuff we need when we need it.
STLFRC.com?
Correct.
Okay, STLFRC.com. You can go find out more about it. And, I mean, if you can help out, I'm sure you'd love to be able to cover every department in the sound of our voice. But
yep.
There's a limit to what you can do manpower-wise and where things are located.
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely. Correct.
Fantastic. Well, Danny and Todd, thank you guys for coming down.
Okay, yeah, thank you.
Great to thank meet you. Thanks for what you do for our first responders.
Absolutely.
So important it's when they're out there putting it on the line for us every day. We appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, thank you. We'll put that information up on our website as well if you'd like more information on what they're doing with the first responder canteen, which I think is just a great idea. All right. Enjoy your Wednesday. We're going to get out of here. Brian Kilmeade will be in just a minute with more on these negotiations in Washington on this budget bill. Annie Fry and Mark Reardon in later today. Kim and Ethan and Sue and I will see you back here at 5 a.m. tomorrow morning. Have a great day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.